Marriage has undergone a remarkable transformation. Once primarily about survival and economic partnership, today's marriages aim for something far more ambitious: self-actualization. We expect our spouses to be passionate lovers, best friends, co-parents, and catalysts for personal growth. This evolution explains the paradox at the heart of modern marriage. The average marriage is less stable than in previous generations, yet the best marriages today are more fulfilling than ever before in human history. Like the temperamental Pinot Noir grape that requires perfect conditions but produces transcendent wine, modern marriage demands constant attention and nurturing. Without proper care, it withers quickly. But with sufficient investment, it creates the most haunting and brilliant and thrilling connection possible between two people. This all-or-nothing pattern explains why marriage simultaneously appears to be both thriving and collapsing in contemporary America. When Abraham Lincoln was born in 1809, his parents lived in a one-room dirt floor cabin where marriage was primarily about survival. For thousands of years, marriage functioned as an economic arrangement, with personal fulfillment barely considered. Colonial wives performed countless duties, from brewing beer to churning butter, while raising about six children. Living alone was nearly impossible. Almost all colonists married, and most quickly remarried if widowed. During the 1700s and early 1800s, love began conquering marriage. Enlightenment ideas about individual rights transformed family structures. Marriage shifted from sharing tasks to sharing feelings, transforming spouses from workmates into soulmates. This transition accelerated with industrialization between 1870 to 1940. As factory work separated spouses physically, the home became a psychological sanctuary, a haven for love, companionship, and emotional connection. By the early 1900s, love evolved from something cultivated within marriage to an uncontrollable force that should precede it. An undersexed marriage became as unacceptable as a loveless one had been decades earlier. Just as love-based breadwinner-homemaker marriage peaked in the 1950s, it gave way to the most disruptive upheaval marriage has ever seen. The mid-1960s shifted toward expressive individualism, celebrating self-discovery and psychological growth. Unlike the transition from pragmatic to love-based marriage, this shift added new expectations atop existing ones. Modern couples still seek love and domestic sanctuary, but now demand self-expression too. Today's college students define ideal partners as those who help them become the best version of myself, echoing the Michelangelo effect, where spouses elicit each other's authentic selves. This transformation largely vanquished the separate spheres doctrine that stunted psychological development for both genders. Though inequities persist, men and women now have far more similar roles than ever before. Legal changes followed. Head and master laws, giving husbands final say, weren't eliminated until the 1970s, while no-fault divorce laws spread nationwide, beginning with California in 1969. Self-expressive marriages demand significant time and psychological energy, what we might call oxygen. The payoff is immense: greater happiness, meaning, and intimacy. But many couples fail to provide this essential oxygen to their relationships. Modern life increasingly strains our psychological bandwidth through multiple channels. Work hours have increased, with more married women working full-time. Most dramatically, intensive parenting has surged since the 1990s. Fathers now spend 8 to 10 hours weekly on childcare, up from 4 to 5, and mothers 15 to 20 hours, up from 10-15. Consequently, spousal time has plummeted. Couples without children experienced a 30% decline in weekday time together between 1975-2003, while parents saw a 40% drop. Rising stress levels make quality time harder to achieve. Americans report significantly more stress in the 2000s than in the 1980s, with work-life conflict nearly doubling for husbands and increasing substantially for wives. Information overload fragments our attention into what journalist Bridget Schulte calls time confetti. Marriage's symmetrical nature, where each spouse both seeks and provides support, compounds these challenges. When both partners are depleted, neither has energy to nurture the other. The link between social class and marital outcomes is striking and growing. Census data shows marriages are disrupted far more frequently among lower-income Americans. While 60% of women without high school degrees eventually divorce, only 22% of college-educated women experience divorce within 20 years. Since 1980, divorce patterns have dramatically diverged. Rates continued surging among lower-class Americans, while flattening for the middle class and actually declining among the higher class. Research disproves common assumptions about lower-class marriages. Poor Americans don't lack respect for marriage. In fact, high-income Americans are more likely to agree that divorce can be a reasonable solution. Across all social classes, Americans identified the same key factors for marital success: effective communication, mutual support, understanding each other's dreams, and spending time together. The real issues are twofold. First, the precariousness of life for poorer Americans creates unpredictability and stress that undermines marital interaction. Second, poorer Americans have insufficient time and psychological bandwidth for cultivating relationships due to financial pressures and limited resources. How can couples build thriving marriages in the self-expressive era? Three complementary approaches offer solutions: love hacking, going all in, and recalibration. Love hacks are quick interventions requiring minimal time or coordination. These include making external attributions for negative partner behaviors: he's late because of traffic, not inconsiderate; viewing conflicts from a neutral perspective; cultivating gratitude; celebrating your partner's successes enthusiastically; and incorporating more affectionate touch daily. Going all in involves deeper investment in the relationship. This requires dedicating sufficient time and attention, making marriage a priority even if it means career adjustments or accepting some household imperfections. Regular, uninterrupted time creates opportunities for connection. Novel, exciting experiences keep relationships passionate. Couples who engage in self-expanding activities like dance lessons or road trips report greater sexual desire and satisfaction and are 36% more likely to have sex. Recalibration focuses on temporarily reducing demands rather than increasing supply, particularly during difficult periods. Sometimes couples need creative solutions for incompatibilities, like having one partner pursue certain interests independently. Developing an individual identity alongside the relationship provides resilience and reduces excessive marriage demands. Having a robust social network predicts both psychological and physical health. A diversified social portfolio promotes well-being and relationship stability. Americans have never shown less agreement about marriage's purpose, placing significant burden on individuals to define their own path. Yet this burden brings opportunity, the freedom to determine what we will and won't seek from marriage, building relationships that play to our strengths and circumvent weaknesses. Rather than adhering to overarching marital models, we can select individual elements that suit our skills and resources. We can choose which aspects to pursue: financial security, emotional warmth, sex, adventures, intellectual inspiration, spiritual connection, rather than accepting predetermined packages. Living deliberately requires considerable thought and coordination with our spouse, but offers substantial rewards. Like mountain climbing, marriage requires good equipment, extensive training, and strong coordination, plus the wisdom to descend when storms arrive and to climb again when conditions improve. With the right approach, couples today can build marriages that aren't just stable, but truly transformative, relationships that help both partners become their best, most authentic selves. The journey may be demanding, but the view from the summit, a deep, meaningful connection that fosters growth and joy, makes every step worthwhile.